Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line. Mario Elie, Houston Rockets legend, does some work for AT&T Sportsnet. Houston Rockets analyst joining us now on the HRMP guest line. Mario, we'll ask you about the draft here coming up shortly. But first, I haven't heard your thoughts on the trade for the 26th pick of the first round, trading Christian Wood to the Mavericks for the first round draft pick, some cap fillers as well. What did you think when you heard of the news of the trade?
Well, I thought it was a good trade. I think Christian was very talented. And I think, we got Shangoon. We got a lot of young bigs that we drafted that we need to see if they can play. And it looks like we may get another one in this draft. So I thought it was a good trade. And you see, we got KJ Martin, I think, did an outstanding job last year. You know, he's seeing what's going on. It's a real live TAM at that position. So I thought the Rockets made a solid move, just clearing space. We got to see what we got in Shangoon. I think he's a good player. And I'm thinking in this draft, we're going to get maybe another big. So it should be interesting.
Well, Mario, we're family. I'll say it. You won't. Addition by subtraction, because we all knew for whatever he brought to the table on the court, he was a bit of a handful off the court, too. And that's the question that I roll into with you, because you've been in so many locker rooms. At a certain point, veterans are needed, right? I think that Christian Wood was moved in part because they didn't want that to be a negative influence on these young kids in this locker room that you were touching on. When do you think it's right for the Rockets to start looking for those veterans across the league that might not be looking to make a bigger name for themselves, but would be willing to accept a role both on and off the court so that this young core can continue to develop?
These days, Joe, those are very hard to find. You know, you saw a perfect example of one of those guys in the finals in Al Horford.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Al Horford. He just goes out and does his job, doesn't complain. You see his teammates just always talk highly of him, whether he was in Atlanta, whether he was in Boston, wherever he has been. He's been a true, true professional. And the dude's available and wants to play. That's what I like about him. True leader. Wanted him to win it this year. I thought just the Warriors were just too good and too tough. But those are the guys you need in your locker room. Hal Horford, I don't know how many of those guys you have. You got Udonis Haslam, but I think he's a little past his prime. And those guys, Joe, that's a great point. Those guys are really hard to find. And locker room chemistry, as you mentioned, Joe, is very, very big. And
yep.
If somebody's causing a little disturbance in there, it can carry on the court. So, like you mentioned, addition by subtraction. I want to see what Shagoon got. And as I said earlier, we're going to probably get a big, another big in this draft. I'm thinking all three of those guys are pretty good.
Mario Elie joining us on the HRMP guest line, Rockets legend and Rockets analyst as well for AT&T Sportsnet. NBA draft, as you allude to, Mario, coming up Thursday night. Three bigs have been 1, 2, 3 in some sort of order for quite some time now, with Jabari, Chet, Paulo. Vegas odds are kind of signaling that Banchero is getting a little bit more steam to go earlier than maybe number three, as we all thought. But as you look at those three bigs that you refer to, what do you like about all of them? What gives you some concern about all of them?
Well, the one guy I would pick number one, of course, is Jabari Smith. He sort of has a little Robert Ory in him, 6'10", can shoot the ball, can put it on the floor, very athletic, can do a lot of things out there. Maybe needs to get a little stronger. I think that may be his weakness. Banchero's the second guy I really like. The rumblings I've been hearing about him, he's a huge human being who is very skilled. To me, out of the three guys, he's most NBA ready to me. He has an NBA body, and I think he's NBA ready right now. And I heard he's been killing his workouts. Chet, to me, is the biggest question mark. I think he can be either home run or strikeout. I think there's no middle ground with him. I hear he hasn't been giving out his medical report. That, to me, that concerns me. Big boy can shoot the three. As good as Gonzaga was, they didn't win it. I think he averaged 14. I thought he was more effective defensively. I know he can shoot the three. And also it depends what team he goes to. But to me, the most intriguing guy in the draft, if Smith and Banchero is not available, I would take Ivy. Ivy's the most athletic guard in the draft. Little John Moran, little Donovan Mitchell type of talent. And you really, you know, you can't really pass on guys like that. As you see in the league right now, Lillard, Curry, you don't have your prototypical point guard right now. It's like a positionless league right now. And I think Ivy is a sleeper, and you see a lot of teams are trying to move up to get this young man.
Okay, Rio, with that being said, they cleared a roster spot and got rid of their starting power forward. Doesn't that lend itself to your belief that Rafael Stone has no choice but to take whichever of the three bigs is left over, because otherwise they're going to have a gaping hole in terms of their front court for this coming season and beyond?
Well, like I said, Joe, I'm like, I would have to play small. If Ivy was available, to me, Chet is still a question mark. I don't know if you have to take him. To me, take the most talented player. And this guy is really, really moving up the board. And I went back just to look at his highlights, and I was very, very impressed with this young man. So Knicks, you know, Kings, there's a lot of teams that's inquiring about him. I really haven't heard a lot of buzz about Chet. You know, I'm going to hear some buzz about his workout. He's been very, very quiet with everything. But what the stuff I've been hearing about Jaden Ivey, his athletic ability, he's been really killing in his workout, dunking on people, and really showing his athleticism. So I know you have to pick a big. Don't we have a bunch of bigs? We got all these young bigs, but it's going to be a tough decision. It's going to be interesting to see how the draft goes. But I'm going with the best player. Those are my three. I would have Chet fourth on my list. I got to go with athleticism and explosion. And I think a guy that can just help me really immediately.
Joining us on the HRMP guest line, Mario Elie. Looking at this roster, and you know that the Rockets have the three first-rounders. They have one there in the teens. They added number 26 as well in the Christian Wood trade. Do you see a scenario in which the Rockets have three rookies, first-round rookies, on next year's team?
My thing is I would keep the third pick and try to dangle those other pick. We need some veterans now. We got enough young players. I know we have Eric Gordon, but to me, the thing with Eric Gordon, I want a guy who's going to be one to play every night. Love Eric Gordon, brings a lot to the table, but he's not available every night. I want a guy who's going to be available. So I would definitely keep the number three pick and maybe thinking about these other draft picks and him, maybe try to get maybe one or two veterans. I know I've been hearing words that they're trying to get a first pick for EG. But to me, we need guys to help us now. So we already have a young roster. We don't want to get younger. I mean, we need some good veterans and guys who can come in and really impact the game.
You know, it's interesting, Mario, because Phoenix supposedly made a first-round offer before the deadline, and Stone said he'd get back to him by the time he did. They balked. Now I think in retrospect they would have loved to have Eric Gordon in the playoffs. Add yes. Philadelphia, because Daryl Morey knows him. Add Miami, also looking for a third option. You would think you've got three contending-type teams that would be interested in Eric Gordon. Now, the first-round pick might not be as high, but like you said, as long as you have it, because you're going to enter a couple of years here with thanks to Daryl trading him away, you don't have a lot of first-round picks to choose from. You could always parlay it and trade and use it as a resource, but I think the same way I said before the deadline, Wood and Gordon should have already been gone. The fact that you saved some face by getting rid of Wood, I think between now and the start of the season, Eric Gordon has got to move on, and it's in the best interest of both parties.
Agreed, because I just want Jalen Green and Kevin Porter to really mature. We picked Green, too, and he needs to play big minutes. We saw some great things in him the last 20 games of the season. He was starting to play both ends. And I think Jalen Green is a kid that's going to be playing maybe 35 to 40 minutes a night, you know. And we're going to need him to play like that if we're going to win some games. And that's sort of taking minutes away from Eric. And we got decisions to make on Kevin Porter Jr., right? I think he has a contract coming up. We invest a lot in this young man. We drafted Josh Christopher at number 15. And they said this kid lives in the gym. And I know they're high on this kid, Nix, from the G League. Really didn't see a lot from him when he came up with the Rockets. I was very disappointed in him. But he goes back to the G League and starts killing. I need to see that same killing at the NBA level. So we sort of loaded at the guards right now. We got a lot of young guards. So I think Eric, you know, he's at a time of career. He wants to win. And like you mentioned, Joe, you got a lot of contenders who would love to have him. So, and then those contenders got some solid players. So hopefully we can get a deal done and then get some solid players in here.
I think one other thing, just circling back, Mario, because I'm with you. I think Jabari Smith's the best player in this draft. Jeremy as well. We've agreed that we think Jabari Smith's the best player in this draft. I think the worst case scenario is Chet slides to them, because with all the comparisons being made and the just unlawfully sinister comparison to Kevin Durant early, but trying to say that, you know, he does have a good skill set, but in the NBA where everyone's a grown man and everyone's an athlete, in order to take advantage of that, those skill sets he has, he's got to be able to take it off the dribble and beat someone and have some quickness, and he still has to defend people. And we saw even with a Hashim Thabeet, putting weight on and muscle can also be a huge challenge. I don't know that the Rockets are willing to take on a project right now with the other guys they have.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's why I said, Joe, that Chet is, to me, out of the top four guys, he's the biggest question mark, you know. I understand he was player of the year in high school. To me, you come into the college, I expected him to dominate a little more. You know, 14, I don't know how many rebounds. I know he blocked a lot of shots, but coming out with all that happen, I expected a little more. I think Smith and Bankero lived up to their hype, you know, and they sort of carried on the whole year. And I think both of those guys are really going to be good pulls, but I'm with you on Chet. You know, got to get stronger. You know, guys move well in the NBA. You got Embiid. You got Jokic guys he's going to have to deal with. So it's going to be interesting how he develops. I'm rooting for the kid. He deserves to be a lottery pick. He put himself in a good situation. But to me, he's the biggest question mark in the draft, especially not knowing his health history. You know, everybody said he hasn't really given the information about his health. I would like to see what's going on with that. That's very important.
Yeah.
If we had a young man that played in the league who just passed away, kid from Purdue, 25 years old, you know, Cade Swanigan passed away. So NBA teams want to know about these guys' health. It's very important.
Mario, great insight as always. Thursday night's going to be a lot of fun to see what the Rockets can accomplish with three first-round draft picks. Appreciate the time. I look forward to catching up again very soon.
Anytime. Great catching up with the Killer Bees, the real Killer Bees, baby.
The real Killer Bees. Love it. Mario Elie, Rockets legend, and, of course, AT&T Sportsnet Rocket analyst as well.